Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Air codes, national system of unique identifiers for postal addresses, were introduced in April of 2014. That's 8 years next month. And you'll most likely remember a lot of controversy about them at the time. There's a lot of debate about whether we needed them, whether it was worth the money, and whether we would use them. Well, we're going to discuss that now, and whether OnPost itself is making as much use out of them as they could. First of all, our reporter Brian O'Connell has been finding out from people in Cork whether they know and use their own air codes.
Do you know your air code?
I do.
What do you use it for?
Mainly like online deliveries and things like that. Just anytime you use your address, it's kind of handy to put down. Gives like a more accurate location.
People are saying, especially the last 2 years during COVID, so much more online shopping, that everybody has got very familiar with their air codes.
Yeah, no, I know it off by heart. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you use it for directions?
I would, yeah. I would probably send someone my air code before I'd send them my full address. I suppose it's kind of a generational thing. It's kind of something new, so it's easier for young people to kind of get used to it.
Do you know your air code?
Yes.
In what circumstances do you use your air code?
I would use it to receive deliveries in the post from various suppliers.
Have you used it more in the last 2 years than you did before that?
Yes, definitely more in the last 2 years.
Do you use them when you're looking for an address, if you're driving around?
Generally speaking, yes. I regularly get post for different houses in the neighbourhood, which would have my number on them, but clearly have a different postcode.
So sometimes you think the postal system doesn't quite recognise the precise location?
I think definitely sometimes.
Would you know your air code?
I could go to my phone and get a feel, right?
Would you use it much?
I'd have to use it whenever I'm doing anything that requires it. But yeah, off the top of my head, I wouldn't know it. It could be age-related, no, like.
If you're going somewhere you're not familiar with, would you use it that way to search for an address?
I haven't, no, to be honest. Well, they do with the emergency services, don't they? Serve a purpose. Get them directly to the house that they're looking for.
So good thing all in all?
I'd imagine it is, yeah.
Brian O'Connell speaking to people in Cork there. Well, I'm joined now by Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link, and also Shona O'Fagan, postmaster in Barna in County Galway. Thank you both for joining us. Seamus, this discussion was prompted by an article in the Times Ireland edition, and the headline was OnPost staff failed to use the €38 million air code system to deliver mail. We asked OnPost how they use the air code system. Now, they didn't provide a spokesperson, but they gave us a statement. They say it uses it. It's been fully integrated into the automated sorting system that includes the mail centres and the National Automated Parcel Hub. But air code was never intended for use by postal staff in the last stage of postal delivery. So it's not a final key factor in delivering the post. So Seamus, can we start on that point? Do you think that OnPost should be using air codes more than they are?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, when I learned that myself, I was slightly surprised because, frankly, that's the whole idea. That's the whole purpose. Whoever is delivering the final item, whether it's a letter, whether it's a parcel, or whether it's the couriers or whatever, the only way they can be sure that they're delivering it to the right address is if, A, they have a postcode and have the technology to use it. So that was slightly surprising, and certainly in Irish Rural Link we'd be asking for an explanation about that, because if the postman doesn't have, or the postperson doesn't have the actual air code or the technology to manage it, then I'm a bit surprised.
Yeah, I mean, for me it's like a piece of a jigsaw fitting in, because I have somebody living near me with a similar address, and we both use our postcodes or air codes all the time, but we end up a couple of times of the year having to drop into each other's houses to swap the mail, and we could never figure out why, if we're using our air code, the parcel is being, or the letter is being delivered to the wrong address. But that's why it makes sense.
Yes, it does. And that's why I would have assumed that was the whole purpose, because, yes, lots of people live close by, even in rural areas. In fact, I share a namesake. And I was surprised lately when the letters crisscrossed into the wrong house. So I think that should be corrected. And I don't understand it, because it goes against the whole face of the reason we brought in postcodes, is accuracy in terms of address.
You were involved in the creation of the air code system, weren't you, back in 2014?
We were, indeed. We're very delighted. Ourselves and the Wheel did an information campaign which had a number of objectives. I suppose the two main ones were, first of all, to say this is a really good idea, it'll save lives, and there is nothing sinister about it. And second, we wanted to make sure as many people were aware that they could now use the postcodes and, in fact, true usage, increase its demand and increase its reasons for being. But let's be clear, I think there was a lot of strange and funny arguments at the time. It was Big Brother and all the rest, but really it's a very simple tool, and that was our job, to make sure that those arguments were understood by the communities.
And you use yours, do you?
Absolutely. I use mine all the time. Like where I live, again, as I said, there are other people with namesakes. And COVID, just this is the thing, Claire. Since COVID began, people learned very quickly how to use their postcodes because they were ordering a lot more products and services online. And only the other day, because I do farming, a new vet came on. The first thing he rang was, "What's my postcode?" He didn't care what turn I took or where I lived or anything. He just wanted the number and straight to the house. So this is
handy.
The kind of reason it works.
Shona, as I said, is with us. O'Fagan, postmaster in Barna in County Galway. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. What is your take on that statement from On Post, that while the air code is used in the system, it's not used by the people delivering the letters?
Well, I would just say most postmasters like myself don't particularly deal with the delivery side of things. And as you say, you have that statement from On Post, so that would be more their field of things. But just to say, obviously, in the Barna area, there are three post persons delivering. It's a kind of a semi-rural area, and there's a lot of townlands, as it were, where there's not specific, it's not like an estate or anything like that. And a lot of people can seem to have the same address, and a lot of people would use their air codes. And certainly the post person that I would deal with, they're all intelligent men and women, and I think a lot of the time they know their route like the back of their hand, so they almost wouldn't they wouldn't have to look up an air code as such, because it's an everyday occurrence almost to deliver to, and they know everybody where they are located, etc.
Yeah.
The odd time, as you said, with your misdeliveries occasionally, perhaps there might be somebody who's maybe covering for whatever reason, for holidays or a COVID absence or whatever, mightn't be so familiar with the route and might miss deliver something accidentally. Now, I think, it's a valid point that On Post should perhaps have something on the scanners that a lot of postmen use throughout their routes for registering different things like registered mail and acknowledging that they've delivered stuff. Maybe it's something that On Post could build into their scanners, that the postman would have an easy way of looking up an air code if they were in doubt at all about what the delivery address is.
That would make great sense, because we're lucky in that the air code system, it's really specific to the house, isn't it?
Exactly. It's completely specific to the house. I mean, it's different than in the UK, where it's kind of a general area and a lot of people would share the same postcode. We use the air codes, which are specific to your actual living, where you live, where your business is located, your particular apartment in a block, etc. So it's very, very specific. So as I said, the post persons that I would interact with, if there was any doubt, they would maybe look it up on their mobile phone. It's quite easy to Google an air code. I mean, in our area, as I said, a lot of townland names, it can be difficult because you have to pinpoint the actual building on a map and drop your arrow down on top to find that. So it's a little bit time-consuming for them, but they would do it, I'm sure, if they were in any doubt. But I think it is something that On Post could think of doing, is inbuilding this onto their scanners to make it a little bit more straightforward for the odd postman who might be in doubt or might just not be so familiar with the route,
And in your work, and I know you're not operating on the delivery side yourself, but do people who come into you, do they tend to know their air code?
Well, from 8 years ago, it's been a slow burn without a doubt, Claire. If you'd asked me this question 8 years ago, I would have said no. They'd be, what do you mean? Do I know my air code? Don't you know where I live? But no, now definitely there has been a huge sea change, definitely. I mean, we use them regularly. Most people will be asked their air code at the counter, for example, if they're sending stuff to the US or the UK, where we're obliged to give what we call advanced electronic declaration of what's in your item. And part of that is to have the sender's details input. Now, in fairness to On Post, we do have a system where we ask the customer their air code, and most people now do know their air code regardless of generations. They know it off the top of their head. The younger people know it off the top of their head, but the older people will have it on a little slip of paper in their wallet, or they can quickly look it up on their phone in their notes or whatever. And then that the OnPost system for us, in fairness to OnPost, automatically brings up, when we enter the air code, it automatically brings up that person's address, so we can continue the transaction more efficiently without having to type it in manually. Although we can do that if somebody doesn't know their air code, that's no problem.
And Seamus, we shouldn't forget, it's not just about parcels and post and delivery. It's about the emergency services as well. And it is really, really handy if you're in an emergency, and we've all seen that public information ad, to have the air code to hand.
I would think, anecdotally for sure, there have been lives saved because of it. There's no doubt about it. Because when an ambulance driver, a new driver maybe, trying to get to a place in the middle of the night, especially in rural Ireland where roads are small and narrow and you can miss them very easily, I know lives have been saved because talking to various people in that services, the medical services, they would say, oh, the air court got me there in 5 minutes sooner. 5 minutes can save a life very quickly. So, look, that was the real, to me, when Irish Rural Link got involved in this, that was our real saving. We wanted to bring people in isolated areas closer to the services, and I think this was a good tool in doing that.
Well, John has been in touch. He's a delivery driver. He says air codes are invaluable. Declan is working as a census enumerator and is very impressed that almost every house out of the approximate 400 I call to, 400, Declan, that they knew their air code, and he's covering a rural area. Only in Ireland, he goes on to say, would you find an address code that the postal service doesn't use. Well, now they do use it. They just sometimes don't use it when they're putting the thing into the letterbox. And our air code leads to the wrong address, says this listener. What can I do? Does anyone have a solution, Seamus or Shona, for that question?
Well, Shona might. I mean, what you do very quickly, at least when we were doing the information campaign a few years ago, you immediately get on to the air code, their website, or you just write to the post office and you sort it out. But Shona may have a better answer for that.
Yeah. No, it's like you. It needs to be clarified with air code, obviously. So, say for example, if you're building a new house, you do have to apply for an air code for that house, because as I said, they're specific to your dwelling. They're that precise. So they do need to get in touch with air code and clarify what the problem is. I mean, maybe it's a misunderstanding of, you know, figures being reversed or something like that. They can be confusing. Like in Galway, the first three, it's H91 is Galway. And then there's a mixture of letters and numbers after that. Some of them are a little bit more complicated than others. Like, I'd love to be the one who had R2D2 as the second part of the air code.
We don't get to pick, unfortunately.
All right. There are things that are easier to remember than others.
We'll leave it there for now. Seamus and Shona, thank you very much indeed.